Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Jasmine. May I have your zip code, please?
Yes, it's 34711.
34711?
Yes, 34711. Sorry, I have laryngitis. I can give you the order, order number or something like that that's on here. You sent me a text to call you back. Some kid I was talking to got all mixed up on the figures of my refund. Kept trying to put me off to the fraud department, and I wrote back a letter to your company. I've been with them for 35 years back in America, and somebody very nicely answered right away and said, please call us for the refund confirmation. And the order number I can give you if that's what you'd like.
Okay. What is your first and last name?
Grace Smith, S-M-I-T-H.
Thank you, and verify an email your address as well, please.
1401 Highway 50 West, Lot 61, Fairmont, Florida, 34711.
Thank you. And taking a look at the account, it shows that you had the complex keto burn and cleanse, but it has been canceled. How can I help you?
Say that again. I'm sorry. What was that? I lost you. It doesn't sound familiar.
I see that you have the complex keto burn and the cleanse, but it has been canceled. How can I help you?
No, that doesn't sound like me at all. I'm talking about Gadget, and we're already in the process. I sent it back, insured it, everything, got a return receipt, and now your company's going after them for fraud because they didn't return the money yet. You want the order number? Would that help you? It was on my MasterCard.
Ending in no, ma'am, because
287.
I have your information
about a
pulled up for you.
Yes, okay. This text to me was on a refund confirmation, and some young kid didn't know his rights up to, let me finish, kept putting me over to the fraud company. I've been there three times, so they already knew it, and then he sent me back again. He said, that's where you've been filed. I said, I tried to tell the kid, but he didn't listen to me. He has the wrong price in there. You shortchanged me. So now I got a confirmation back from you guys that you read my letter that I wrote, my text that I wrote to you about, you know, I've enjoyed 35 years with Bank of America, but this was ridiculous talking to this kid, and he doesn't have the right amount that I'm supposed to be refunding. So you sent me back a letter, a text, in reference to the confirmation on this, and that you read my note. So I have an order number, I have a refund amount that's wrong, and I have the date and the transaction ID, everything you can use. So a name like Smith, I have a lot of problems, let me tell you. Even my drugstore uses my full Grace Virginia Smith, just because of there's another Grace Smith in the town of Claremont. As big as it is, they're still in the same drugstore. Anyway, I don't, want to go off the beaten line here with you.
Okay, well, the account, it has already been canceled, and it does show that there was a refund process, and the refund was processed on the 19th. And then actually it looks as if you did have a dispute with your financial institution. So it shows that the account has been placed in chargeback status. So what you'll need to do, you'll need to contact your financial institution as far as the charges. It looks as if your account has been placed in chargeback.
Charge what? I'm sorry, I didn't get you.
Chargeback.
Locked up with my alarm. Chargeback? Oh, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
35 years company and nobody can get it straight. It's two flashlights was sent back to Tampa. I've got, it was registered and insured, sent out FedEx. I got all the codes, I got everything. And the girl even saying, yeah, we're going to send you money. And then it's like my daughter said, they're fraudulent. It's so fraudulent about it. It's, you know, take a survey about your CVS. And then you thought it was CVS and I did it. But anyhow, long story short, all this crap is going on. So I spoke to three people in fraud. And they, yes, and yet it's been going on. Other people have been caught up in it too. Please pay attention. Don't do anything again on your text. No, I don't. So now I'm all done. The guy gives me a refund money of $87.43. That's the wrong amount. I'm entitled to $98.93. And I'm trying to say this to the kid, and he's like nowhere near the numbers that was even charged for the two flashlights on my credit card. So we're going back and forth, and he put me on fraud for the third time. And I said to the lady, God help you. I don't want to file again. I've been through this, and it's still on, you know, pending. And now he's trying to issue me the wrong amount on my credit card. The credit card's gone. They sent me a second one. That got picked up and stolen on me, and now they're charging, I don't know, diet stuff and everything else like that on it, she said. I said, please do not send me anything. I didn't want it. I never asked for it. I just want my card hold until I can get my refund back. And this is what happens. The kid just wouldn't listen to me. I said to him three times, son, you know what you're doing. So I don't know what you're saying now, but this is a text they sent me. Please call about the refund amount and the transaction ID number I can give you and everything. And this is the phone number they give me to call. You know, about Gadget doing this fraudulent stuff. They sent you two flashlights for shipping and handling, you're told, but they don't tell you. It's only a test. You know, and then that's what they said. And I called them twice and then they went back and forth and sent it back. Like I said, registered mail, return receipt, and FedEx, my son did. So ridiculous. My daughter said, they're going to aggravate your mom until you just give up and say, hell with you. But not for $90 in my pocket. I'm, you know, like Social Security. 75, and this is the first time it's ever happened to me. 35 years of Bank America. So obviously, this is not, I'm answering what they sent me on the, you know, wrote back after I wrote about, you know, the whole scenario I had with the young man that had to go over to fraudulent and kept saying, but we filed. I apologized three times. Each person I've had, one person to another, and I just, like, hung up the phone and said, I got to take an aspirin. So now, I don't know if it's all mixed up or it's not filed yet, all the, you know, back and forth texting here. Mine are dated, they do it first. They do the 21st, 2021. I guess that's the way they do it in business. The date first, not the month. So this is dated on 21-02-2021 at 7:02 a.m. when they replied back to me, the customer support team. Did I lose you?
Well, being that it does show that it was already refunded and there has been a charge placed on your account, your financial institution, there's nothing else that I can do on the account from my end.
Oh, no. I don't know why they sent me this text then. And they tell you to call them because they're just, you know, they're going back and forth on the price return. What's the second credit card is a dispute because they've already gotten a hold of it, stole it. I don't know where my mailbox is sealed and everything. And now they're charging diet stuff on it. So they put a stop on that. That's the hold on the second card that I haven't done a thing to, never saw it, never anything. mean, this is a nightmare from hell. I see that advertisement on TV about guarding your credit cards, and I go, oh, that never happened to me. So, okay, and then what you're looking at is a second card that went out that never got to me, that was stolen, that they're doing credit on diet stuff and such. So that's in dispute, too. They're fraudulent. I mean, they're doing that. I'll be old and gray and really dead by the time we get done with this. But that's okay. The first one, you know, is what we're talking about with this dispute. So I'll just let it go and see whatever check comes, and then I can call them up once the check's in my hand. Okay? I just didn't want to ditch the text message to me from them, you know, dated on 2/21. And it's like at 7:02 a.m., so a customer support team. So I go, oh, they read the message and everything. Because I sent it twice about, you know, there's something wrong with this amount, blah, 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 sir, if you had listened to me. And I thought that was for North, too, but they answered. I was like, oh, that's nice. We're on top of it. 7:02 a.m. So you were only seeing that second account, hon, so that's okay. That's, you know, what's up on your thing. That's okay. Don't worry about this one. It'll get to me sooner or later. Okay? I answered. That's all that matters. Thank you so much for your help. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you for contacting the customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye now.